New federal regulations are flying at hospitals right now. They're coming from the Health Department, the Affordable Care Act, even the IRS. Hospital consultant Ed Gamache says the healthcare industry is in the middle of a philosophical shift. Local nonprofit hospitals are now expected to take the lead on issues of public health.
They've always had a role in community health, but it's been in terms of always being available to provide care to the needy when there are no other resources.
Under the ACA, many of those needy people won't need help from hospitals because they now have health insurance.
And so the thought process is, as that need to support low-income individuals and uninsured declines, that there are going to be resources within hospitals to actually address some of these community needs.
One of the first steps is something called a community health needs assessment, which is basically a survey hospitals do to find the most pressing health issues in their communities. The ACA requires hospitals to do the assessments every 3 years.
Well, the goal is really to reach out to our community and see what they perceive as our needs in our community.
That's Christy Nowak, community health manager at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City. She says while the federal requirement is new, Munson's been doing health needs assessments since the 90s. During the last assessment, back in 2013, they identified a few issues.
Maternal smoking, diabetes, obesity, and access to care were our top four prioritized needs.
A lot of Michigan women smoke while they're pregnant, and that's especially true up north. In Kalkaska County, for instance, more than 41% of pregnant women smoke. That's double the state average. Munson's first job was to try to understand why so many women smoke during pregnancy. Nurse Betsy Hardy reached out to public health offices and local care providers.
We also talked to women because we really wanted to hear the stories of people in our area. We couldn't figure out kind of why. We knew we needed to know why.
Munson did a survey of women across the area. Hardy says she found women were willing and even eager to talk about the problem.
People were really open to talking about this because, interestingly enough, the majority of women we talked to said they wanted to quit.
Women told Hardy they know smoking is bad for their health and for their children's health, but it's just too difficult to quit. She found the single biggest reason why pregnant women smoke is the addictive power of nicotine and cigarettes. But underneath that, research shows a link between maternal smoking and poverty. Women living under tough economic conditions, especially in rural areas, told Hardy they smoke just to have a break.
It's sometimes the only release to a very stressful life.
Armed with new insight, Munson set out to make a dent in the problem. They trained providers on new techniques in motivational interviewing that emphasize cheerleading over preaching. They also reevaluated all the quit smoking printed materials that are handed out in doctors' offices, and they developed a new up-to-date brochure. But now it's 2016, and Munson's working on a new health needs assessment. Christy Nowak can't say if they've had any impact yet on maternal smoking.
We don't have any hard quantitative data, to my knowledge. The data lag is a couple years behind. And having only done a few of the focus discussions, I can't really say.
The consultant, Ed Gamache, says right now the federal government is not coming back to check on what progress hospitals are making on public health.
There are no objective measures yet.
But Gamache says that's coming, and hospitals know it.
But I think over time, absolutely, there's going to be an expectation that you can demonstrate a difference.
Gamache says that in the absence of federal oversight, some states and local governments are taking matters into their own hands. New Jersey is threatening hospitals' tax-exempt status if they can't show improvements in public health. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.